Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about today. I think you guys are going to learn something. Did you know that there are, like, vampires? Okay, there are people that actually like to drink blood. We've actually talked to you guys about the porphyria patients, where these are people that are so anemic that they actually crave iron, and an iron source is blood. And there's also porphyria patients that have to avoid the sun because they start to bubble up in the sun, and they start to blister in the sun because they have a cutaneous porphyria condition. But there are actually people that are self-identified as vampires. So we'll talk about who they are and why the medical community needs to not stereotype them and be nicer, because they don't go to the doctor because doctor's office is closed during the day. We got a whole bunch of vampires that could unfortunately come down with diabetes. Who knew? All right. Breast cancer. Well, everybody freaks out about hormones. Like, oh, man, I don't want to go on hormones because I'll get breast cancer. Well, now they found that if you actually treat with progesterone, it may actually help fight breast cancer. So we'll talk about that. A lot of you guys that are getting diabetes, you're going, you know, my memory isn't like the way it is. Well, there's a study that came out, which is one of those no-duh studies, saying diabetes has been linked to dementia. A big, you know, no poop Sherlock on that one, but we'll talk about that. Now we have heroin users rising to a huge proportion. They say heroin users now are close to 300,000 people. So for anybody that wants to run for office, you got a huge demographic right there. 300,000 heroin users. What else? Youngsters, they say, are aging faster than ever. I still want to talk about that study saying that we're smarter than our ancestors. I really doubt that, but I guess we are. And a lot more to talk about. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I've been getting some crap because about a year ago, when that song Bang Bang came out, I had no idea who Ariana Grande was. And I'm like, this girl can sing. And my kids are like, yeah, remember she was on that show, Victorious or whatever. And I'm like, well, I never saw it because it was a kid's show. But I was like, this girl can sing. And I'm like, all right, you know, she's good. You know, uprising pop star. I mean, not Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston quality, but I was like, okay, you know, this girl's good. So apparently some of you guys remember that I was an Ariana Grande fan, and then you heard about the donut story, and I heard about it too, and I'm more mad than you are. I am furious. All right, so apparently she was caught. All right, she was in a Lake Elsinore, California donut shop, and I guess she was caught telling her new dancer lover boyfriend, what the blank is that, while she was looking at a tray of donuts, I hate Americans, I hate America. And then she licked the donuts a couple times. Now, she comes back saying, no, the reason why I said I hate Americans and I hate Americans out of context, I was trying to talk about childhood obesity and make a stand for how donuts are making us obese. All right. Well, I don't know what the heck that's all about, but there's a variety of ways to say you do not like the obesity epidemic while you're standing in a donut shop waiting for your eats. So, you know, many of you are like, all right, well, you know, was she an immigrant? Was she? No, she was. She's American born. I thought she was born in Florida. She's American born, saying, I hate America. You know, and I, many of you guys are really, really sick of what the media does, where they take a story and they over-sensationalize it. But something like this, I think, really deserves some attention. Okay? Because what I'm noticing with youth, all right, and even pop stars, is they start to take on an anti-American rant, and you know, I know this was just in a donut shop, her quietly telling her boyfriend, and she got that caught on tape. But you have the youth vocally talk about how America stinks. You have people obviously secretly feel that way, and I just want to tell you guys, just get the hell out. I mean, freedom of speech is one thing. Yeah, you could say whatever you want, but if you really hate this country, get the hell out. Get out. I mean, if nobody's forcing you to be here. Ariana Grande, nobody is forcing you to be here making millions of dollars. We didn't realize you were so miserable. I would love to be in a video wearing a size zero dress, dancing around, singing bang, bang, bang. I would love to do that. I'll take a spot. That's how unselfish I am. I did not realize you hated America that much. I mean, please, then go back to where you're from, Florida. I mean, you see what's going on in other countries. I mean, I kiss this ground we're on. This is one of the safest places to be on Earth. It's one of the most, we're blessed countries, and people spit on it. Yes, you could dislike politics. I think the Obama administration has been one of the worst administrations in a very long time. I think Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act has been one of the worst acts ever passed. I'm allowed to say that, but am I saying anything bad about America or the land or my fellow countrymen? No. So there's a difference between freedom of speech and being an ungrateful, you know what? So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I had no idea making millions of dollars was that miserable for you. Get the hell out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. I think we got Don and Nate and George and Ringo and everybody else back there. Yeah, absolutely. The Beatles, Paul McCartney is back there working the dials. Viggo Mortensen is back there working the dials. Michael Fassbender, he can work my dials anytime he likes. We got a lot of people right there. Do you see them all? Channing Tatum is right there. He's working the dials. Yeah. You know what? It's just the Dr. Dolly Show, which is such an important show to do, that, you know, we really have the Hollywood heavies. Even Steven Spielberg is back there. Yep. Yeah, he's the one that executively produces the show. All right. Anyway, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Brian from Cincinnati writes, "Hi, doctor. I'm a first-time listener and love the show. Are you a real doctor? What's your story? I have no idea who you are, but you sound awesome." Okay, first of all, I need to rip you a new one because what the hell? I mean, I've been on air, since like 2009? And this is the first time you're listening to the show? This is ridiculous. Okay, but you know what? I'll let it slide. You are very lucky. Very lucky you said something positive because honestly, there is no reason why you shouldn't know who the hell I am by now. Okay, I've been on air for like ever. All right, I'll let that one slide. All right, but really, are there people out there that absolutely have no idea? I'm a doctor. You guys can't flip and tell? What is it about me that doesn't, what is it about me that does not sound like I'm doctorial? I'm pretty damn doctorial. All right, what's my story? All right, well, my mom and dad conceived me, I believe, at a drive-in. I told you, we really can't tell. I've tried to interview my mom multiple times on the show, and she will not, you know, give that up. Even though there was obviously some sort of giving up because I, you know, was conceived. She was married to my dad at the time, so I don't think I was an accident. I think I was somehow planned, but I think it was a story that my parents don't want to share. You know, my kids know exactly how they were conceived. You know, I mean, in fact, we still have, I think, pictures and videos, but no. So I have no idea how I was conceived, but I was conceived. And then I was born in Los Angeles. Okay, if you guys really want to know my story, you're getting it. If you listened to the show, you would have gotten bits and pieces of this. Apparently, I came out of my mom vaginally, not C-section, but vaginally, without an epidural, that she says, after multiple months of labor. I came out, no meconium. I wasn't swallowing my poop. Don't know much about my birth. She just said that, you know, she had a drink afterwards and a smoke. And that was in Cedars of Lebanon. And now it's called Cedars of Sinai. And then when I was 6 years old, my folks left California to move to Arizona. Apparently, they really wanted to live in the desert. So we moved to Arizona, and I kind of grew up there, but my dad liked to gamble. And so we visited Vegas a lot. And sometimes we lived in Vegas. So back and forth, I lived in Vegas and Phoenix, back and forth, to the point where I went to 12 different schools. And our 12 schools total. And it was good, you know, because I got to meet a lot and I got to date a lot. But I finally, my senior year, landed back in Vegas. And my parents said, this is where we're going to stay. So here I am in Las Vegas senior year. So I went to Clark High School. Clark High School, pretty good school. And I graduated, I think I was 11th in my class. I would have graduated 4th from my other high school, but that's neither here nor there. So I graduated 11th because I was kind of ticked off that I had to move my senior year, had to take sex ed with a bunch of freshmen as a senior, even though the teacher's like, Dahlia, you just lecture the class, you got this. I'm like, thank you. Thank you very much. And went to UNLV. UNLV gave me a full ride scholarship. Apparently they liked my SAT, and they liked my, I don't know what the hell they liked, you know, but for some reason they thought I should go to UNLV, and I'm very, very glad they chose me. Very, very glad. So I went to UNLV when the Running Rebels were, in the Final Four twice and championship. And it was probably some of the best years of my life going to UNLV. And then I, you know, applied to medical school. I always wanted to be a doctor. Ever since I was little, I wanted to be a doctor. I just thought Band-Aids smelled so good. And I thought it was really, really cool to stop somebody from bleeding. I just dig that kind of stuff. All right. Meanwhile, all throughout school, I liked to entertain. I sang, I danced, I did comedy, and I was basically class clown and class pain in the butt all this time. So when I was in college, I had opportunity to go singing, or actually before college, I had an opportunity to do the Catch a Rising Star circuit, which was kind of like a, not an American Idol, but or a Star Search, but it was a circuit where you would go and perform around the country. Because I got a scholarship to college, and I was going to be the first person in my family to go to college, I wasn't going to give that up. So now Dr. Dahlia, she's finished college, and she wants to go to medical school in UNR. University of Nevada School of Medicine said, we'll take you. And, you know, they weren't grudgingly about it. Again, you know, nobody really knew who I was. On paper, I look good. On paper, I always look good. Okay, and then I go in for my interview, and we've already talked about my interviews. Okay, and I blew one, but I aced another, and I had a big hole in my shirt with my bra showing because I had gotten nail polish on it doing my nails that day, and I used acetone to clean it, and the acetone burned a hole, so you could see my boobie basically the whole time, but that's okay. That was before children, when they were actually where they anatomically are supposed to be. So I go to medical school, UNR. I went there for 4 years, well, actually 3 years. My last year I did at UCLA. I dated everybody up in Reno, and my soon-to-be husband was in California. And I'm like, look, I need to really, you know, solidify this relationship. And my dean worked it out with UCLA, where I just paid some extra money, and my grades were good enough to do my last year at UCLA. Did my last year, did my electives there, came back to Las Vegas to do my residency. Okay, so you guys are counting on your fingers how many years of school. I know we're already at 8 years post-high school. Then residency. Residency starts with an internship. Okay, where you do 1 year of being pooped on, and then you have 2 more years after that of really, really solidifying the, your art of family medicine. You do a lot of call, you do a lot of 36-hour shifts back to back. So, after 3 years, I opened up my practice in Nevada. Now, still, I wanted to sing. Me, 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 but nobody wanted to listen to me. Still, I wanted to do comedy, but it's really, really hard. You know, and nobody's really in the mood for comedy when you're in the middle of a pap smear or prostate exam. So, you know, I'm just doing my medicine, doing medicine. My mom keeps telling me, go on the radio, you know, because you have a face for it. And I'm like, you know, I'm not that good looking, Mom. And finally, one of the radio morning stars in Vegas, Mark DiCiero, Mark and Amy, goes, you could do a show. There's no funny doctor out there. And you could do this. So then I go on radio. And January 9th, 2009 was my first day on radio. And I thought I'd be talking about prostates and cholesterol and hemorrhoids and testicular torsion. But the first month in radio, the number one question everybody wanted to ask is, what is President Obama going to do with our healthcare system? And that's when I learned you really can't cuss. But it was something like blank it up. And after that, I noticed, you know, people don't want to just talk about medicine. They want to talk about everything. They want to talk about sex. They want to talk about teachers. They want to talk about Bill Cosby. They want to talk about, I don't know, Ariana Grande licking donuts. They want to talk about, I don't know, Donald Trump and, you know, is he wearing a toupee? And this is what people want to know in addition to politics, national security, etc. So here I am, you know, a medical doctor, board certified, and yeah, I talk about all that. Licking donuts, Donald Trump's hair, and hemorrhoids. And sometimes your hemorrhoids. So that's what I do. And so I've been doing it, yes, I do this every day. The show's every day, except Sunday. So Monday through Friday and Saturday, GCN Network syndicates it. Very grateful that GCN took me on. You know, I mean, they could have another show in this spot that's a hell of a lot better than mine. But like, you know what? One of these years, Dolly's going to have some good content, so we'll just put her up. Oh, man, you have no idea. She's just talking about going to school on her hemorrhoids again. Again, play a replay. So luckily, GCN has a nice slew of replays. So if my show ever does stink, they could just, you know, put that, throw that there. And then I do some TV stuff. Some of you guys see me on Pawn Stars. I do a lot of local TV stuff. I was on More Las Vegas with Monica Jackson and my baby boy. My baby boy was on TV. He did awesome. Talking about some little tricks I'm going to teach you guys about in the next segment on things you could do at home so you don't have to go to the doctor and spend money, which kind of hurts because I really need you guys to spend money at the doctor, but that's neither here nor there. Otherwise, I don't have a job. And there I is. And so, yes, I am. So I graduated. I did get my medical degree. I did. I have not served jail time. I know I make a lot of jokes about, you know, my parole officer, but no, I have never officially been arrested or served jail time. And I have only been pregnant twice. I know that's another rumor out there that I have been pregnant multiple times. I've only been pregnant twice and I have 2 kids. I've only been married once, although I don't know how much longer that's going to last because, you know, my husband drives me, you know, gets all crazy upset when I talk about our sex life up there. Apparently, he's upset that I tell everybody that we do a missionary a lot. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you, Brian, for your question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of you guys go, look, Dahlia, I'm sick of going to the doctor and spending money when I could be doing stuff at home. And years ago, I was talking to you guys about fluoride toothpaste on pimples, you know, and how a lot of us have used that and it works. And, duct tape on warts. You guys love that stuff. You guys love hearing about that stuff because it's cool. You know, people don't want to rely on somebody else to survive. I don't like that either. I hate the idea that if nobody else in my family becomes a doctor, they have to rely on a system that may be even more and more broken than it is today to try to get in and have some life-saving or just some, you know, something looked at and addressed. And I love do-it-yourselfers. You know, I don't want to hire a plumber. I don't want to hire somebody to, you know, fix my roof. I need to be able to fix my car, fix my roof, fix my body myself. Sometimes you can't. You got to get a specialist and you got to get a doctor. And I'm a doctor and, you know, we doctors don't want people fixing themselves, but I get you because civilian part of me is like, I know, I hate going to the doctor to get a pap smear. Why can't I do my own? All right. So I get that. All right. But the reason why doctors don't recommend a lot of this, and I, you know, many doctors don't go on TV like I do talking about these things, is because there is liability. You know, we as doctors are not supposed to recommend that you stick your foot in turpentine to get rid of a wart. Yet we know many of you guys did that in the olden days to get rid of painful foot warts. We can't tell you to do that because if there's a side effect to the turpentine, which could be very, very caustic and poisonous, now you're going to sue the doctor for recommending that. So they're going to say, look, we're only going to use stuff that we can't, you know, turn around and get blamed for later. So, for example, we have here removing blackheads with baking soda and toothpaste. You can actually make a paste out of baking soda. Baking soda can actually do it too. Okay? You can make a paste of one part baking soda, one part toothpaste, and two parts water. You could do a two parts baking soda, two parts water. All right? And you make a paste. And you could put the paste on blackheads, let it sit for a while. You could even take a toothbrush and you could brush it in. The brush can exfoliate. And then the baking soda can kind of get in there, do some antimicrobial qualities. The fluoride helps dry it up. Again, as a doctor, I don't recommend this in the office because you have some oozing pustule acne. You're going to just spread the bacteria all over the place, and you could be getting something, you know, into an open wound. But does this stuff work for blackheads? Yes, I've seen it. So on my show, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, you know, Daily Mail, a bunch of news outlets have been talking about these quote-unquote hacks. You got a migraine. How can you stop a migraine on your own? Well, sometimes sticking your foot in warm water and putting ice on the back of your neck may actually help your migraine. Now, for me, the ice on the back of the neck never really stopped migraine for me. I mean, for me, no. But for some of you, if it works, great. Something you could try. I still don't like to tell people to put ice directly on the back of their neck because I don't want you guys getting frostbite. And if any of you guys have certain carotid issues, I don't want you putting ice on the front of your neck. But some people notice that the warm water, putting their feet in the warm water, and the ice can just do, you know, enough to help you relieve pain. Plantar fasciitis. A lot of you guys have achy feet. Or even if you don't have plantar fasciitis, just achy feet in general. Ice sometimes does even better than moist heat or warm. So you could get a water bottle. You could freeze it. Okay? That make sure the water bottle is 3/4 because when you freeze, you know, the ice expands. And then what you do is you roll your foot over the bottle. And you do that for about 10, 15 minutes. Again, don't frostbite yourself. And that can help you with achy feet. Pretty cool stuff. Another thing that I have never tried, but I want to, is splinter removal with baking soda. They say a paste of baking soda and water, 1-to-1 parts, can help draw out a splinter that's in the skin. That I have never tried, and oh my gosh, I'm going to probably now have baking soda in my house all the time if this stuff works. I've never tried that. I don't know if any of you guys have ever tried it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Usually with the splinter, mom is taking out a tweezers. If she can't get it from the tweezers, she's taking the needle to try to flip out the skin and try to get the needle under the splinter to flip the whole thing out and tearing the skin. So, you know, this baking soda thing may actually be pretty damn cool. marshmallow soothing sore throats. Marshmallows, you would think would cause you to be, you know, kind of, you know, make it feel more dry and itchy. But actually, they're kind of gelatinous. And so the gelatin of it appears to help relieve the irritation, soothe the back of the throat. Now, a lot of us have sinus congestion. And so there's ways where you could unblock your nose, they say, by applying certain pressure. You push the tongue against the roof of the mouth, and then you put a finger firmly between the eyebrows. Let me see if I can try that. I think it works. Then it opens up your sinuses. I got a lot of boogers, though. They say the sinuses will begin to drain and clear the nose within 20 seconds. So, again, tongue to the roof of your mouth. And then you get the tongue up. Put the tongue up to the roof of the mouth. Move the mouth. And then you put your finger in between your eyebrows. And it should work. I don't know if it's because of an acupressure point. I don't know. But pretty cool stuff. All right. Now, this I cannot recommend. One quote-unquote life hack you could do is covering blisters with duct tape. That I don't like. All right. But I understand blisters are pretty painful. So if you put duct tape on it, it gives you a barrier between the shoe and your blister. The only thing I'm worried about is the glue. And so one thing you can do is put a Band-Aid or a nonstick gauze over the blister. And then put the duct tape over that. So the duct tape provides a boundary between the bandage and the shoe, as opposed to just the bandage that later comes off. Okay, that'll do. But do not put duct tape directly on a blister. Do not do that. Some of you guys say when you have a sore throat or an itchy throat, you scratch your ears and it helps. If you guys can scratch your ear and, I don't know, make that work, that's great. They say it's some nerve reflex. I got to figure out which pathway this is. And it says that it helps decrease the feeling. I got to look it up, man. That's just way back in medical school days. Some people say you could quit smoking by doing saunas and steams. They say going to the sauna 3 days in a row helps smokers, quote-unquote, sweat out the nicotine. Now, I don't know much about nicotine and sweating things out. All I do know is saunas could unfortunately put you at risk for dehydration. However, if the placebo idea behind it, because you're feeling good, you're feeling cleansed, you're sweating stuff out, you're drinking more water, and because you're in a sauna, you don't have time to smoke, I could see how trying to do sauna type, stints could help. Do I think there's actual science behind it? I don't know. If it hasn't been studied, I can't really officially recommend it. But it sounds cool. You feel like smoking, go take a steam. Make sure you drink a lot of water. All right, so those are some life hacks. Pretty cool stuff. Acupressure points. You have anxiety, right? There's a little acupressure point below your wrist. Take 3 fingers from the crease of your wrist. Wrist where your 3rd finger goes down, there's a point. Massage and knead that point for a couple minutes. May help anxiety. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. I need a marshmallow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what do we want to talk about now? Let's talk about the vampires. They say, quote-unquote, vampires are keeping doctors in the dark and aren't getting treatment because they're vampires. There are people that believe they're vampires. There was research led by DJ Williams, director of social work at Idaho State University, and said that people who identify themselves as real vampires, they need others' blood to gain energy, will not disclose their practices to those in the medical profession, and risk reactions like ridicule, disgust, and possible diagnosis of mental illness. You see, here's my thing, okay? I understand the whole porphyria issue, and we've talked about those people, but there's not a lot of them. So if I heard somebody really, really craves blood, okay, I'd be more thinking of murderous type stuff. You know, really, you're going to cut somebody, you know, make them bleed, and I would be more thinking of a criminal thing. I've never had a patient that said they wanted other blood. I have had patients tell me they like the taste of their blood. Is that weird? I'll cut myself. And then I'll put my mouth on it, you know, to suck out the, I don't know, venom or whatever, and I like the taste. So I have heard that, and I've said, no, I mean, it's not weird, it's not common, but no, it's not weird. I mean, I'm not going to judge, I'm not going to stereotype, but so I do know that there are people that like the taste of blood. Whether there's people that really need the blood, I can't tell you. So the paper was published in the latest issue of Critical Social Work, a peer-reviewed journal based in Canada, found that authentic vampires, as opposed to quote-unquote lifestyle vampires, okay, so you got the lifestyle vampires are the ones with like the fangs and all that, but authentic vampires are stereotyped because everybody thinks they're trying to be the TV movie vampires. Williams has studied self-identified vampires for nearly a decade and find that they come from every walk of life, profession, even doctors, attorneys, candlestick makers, they are very successful, ordinary people. But they're very, very tired. And it's because they have to find somebody that will allow them to use a scalpel, to allow them to use a scalpel to make a tiny incision in the chest so they can ingest a small amount of blood for energy. Now, I don't know if they do this on their spouse. I don't know if they do this on their kids. Williams and another researcher based the paper on the responses of 11 people who had identified themselves as vampires for many years and could be relied on to be open and honest and who gained permission from practicing adults before ingesting their blood. They say the real vampire community seems to be a conscientious and ethical one. So they're trying to find non-judgmental clinicians who vampires can disclose their alternative lifestyles. Okay, let's just back up for a second here. Okay. Is it legal? Can we talk about the legality here? Okay, I'm a doctor. You could tell me anything. You could tell me that you like to have sex with your teddy bear. You could tell me you like to, I don't know, dance around in high heels and your wife's bra while singing to Boy George. That's fine. Okay? I mean, you know, you're not hurting anybody. You're having fun. You're doing what you want to do. I like to wear my husband's boxer briefs as part of my sleepwear because these moo-moos, they just really bother me. I get a draft up underneath there. So I'll wear my husband's boxer briefs. Okay? We're allowed to wear each other's underwear. It's fine. No biggie, you're not hurting anybody. But if you tell me that you are taking a cigarette lighter and frying your kid's ears, I'm going to get the police. So what I'm wondering, what these quote-unquote vampire patients out there are thinking is not so much stereotype, because they know doctors have to be open to anything, and we usually are. Okay, there's not really a lot that phases us, but we are required by law to report to the authorities if we think a crime is being done. and harm is being done. So like I said, when I first heard about this, people are requiring other people's blood. I mean, if somebody wants to cut themselves a little bit, suck on their own blood, if I don't think they're trying to kill themselves or mutilate themselves, etc., I'm probably not going to get the authorities involved. But if I hear you have a partner that you are forcing to succumb to this, okay, that's criminal. So the big question is are you having willing partners? Now, my guess is there are some people out there that are willing. They're like, I don't care. Go ahead. You want to suck on my chest? Go right ahead. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that think it's cool. I'm sure there's some people that have some vampire fantasy, and they get off on that. And I guess that's their business. But I don't know what the legality is. Are you allowed to take a knife to somebody and cut them? And then what I would suggest you do is consult an attorney, because if your girlfriend or boyfriend later becomes an ex and they have all these little scars because you cut too deep, are they going to then go after you for assault with a deadly weapon? So, well, I couldn't say anything because I was scared. I mean, think about this. Okay, so you got people out there that don't want to go to the doctor because they're afraid to go out during the day. They're afraid to tell the doctor what's going on with them. You know, I can't help you. I mean, you know, we're here. Yeah, there's some doctors that work at night. Okay. Most of you guys have already learned how to not tell your doctor everything anyway. We're already, unfortunately, going through that. You guys are so afraid at what's going to be told to the doctor. And you're so afraid of what the doctor's going to write down, or you're so afraid of what the doctor's going to write about you, that many of you guys are already only giving us 1/1,000th the story. I can't tell you how many of patients I've had for years, only now they're like, you know, I smoke pot. I never wanted to tell you. I asked you years ago if you did. I know I told you no, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I didn't want to say anything. And I understand why they felt that way. Now, all of a sudden, pot isn't taboo, so now everyone's coming out going, I smoke pot. Hey, Dr. Dahlia, guess what? I smoke pot. I'm like, okay, is there anybody that's not smoking pot that I need to know about? All right. Many of you guys are worried about, doctors asking me if there's guns in the house. All right, I don't want Obama knowing, so I'm not going to tell anybody. Yet, us doctors are supposed to ask if you got kids, so then we could, you know, make sure that, you know, we school you on gun safety. So there's a lot of privacy issues. There's a lot of constitutional issues being brought up. The James Holmes situation where Lynn Fenton, the psychiatrist, was under a lot of fire for not getting the police involved more than she did when James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, was talking to her about homicidal ideation, how he does, you know, think about killing people. So now many of you guys are like, okay, now wait a second. Yeah, I've thought of killing my ex, or I thought of killing my, you know, my boss, and it was a fleeting thought. I'm not going to act on it, but I'm not going to tell anybody because then someone's going to call the police. So you go to the doctor and you're like, look, I'm just going to say the barest minimum so nothing gets written in my chart. And these charts can follow you for life. Most charts are supposed to be obsolete after 5 years, some states 7 years. But technically what your doctor writes about you is going to be in your chart. One of you had, I got to find the email for the next hour. One of you had seen a copy of your chart. We talked about this a while back. And you saw what the doctor put. The doctor diagnosed you with a psychiatric condition. And you were like, all I told her, I got to find that. It was something to the effect of you told them that you were tired and you kind of were a little grumpy and you get to be in a bad mood. And so the insurance company was processing claims that you had depression and anxiety. And you were like, wait a second, am I going to be able to, you know, get a concealed weapons later? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's
a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.